We're here today for spiritual formation, developing missional disciples. Dr. Mark Maddox is professor of practical theology and Christian discipleship and dean of theology and Christian ministries at Northwest Nazarene University. He has written several articles and books, including Discipleship and Spiritual Formation, a Wesleyan Paradigm. He is a frequent speaker on the topics of spiritual formation and Christian discipleship. Let's make him welcome as he comes to teach us today.
This workshop is called Missional Discipleship. It's kind of morphed a bit. Some definitions showed it as spiritual formation discipleship, but the focus really this morning is really in the area of missional discipleship. How many of you are familiar with the term missional discipleship? Can you hear me okay? All right. How many of you are familiar with the term missional discipleship? Okay, maybe. Probably you're more familiar with the missional language, and I know you're familiar with the discipleship language. This workshop is really built out of an upcoming book that's coming out this fall called Missional Discipleship, Partnering in God's Redemptive Work. What I want to focus on this morning is looking at how we can develop disciples through missional engagement. There's a lot of ways, as you know, to talk about spiritual formation, and discipleship. And some of those ways that we talk about that and we practice in our local churches is around several different areas. And all of these are valid ways to talk about discipleship and formation. Probably the most familiar to us is catechesis, which is the form of education that many of us have in our local churches. How many of you are pastors here this morning? Wow, okay, good. A lot of pastors. You guys are really committed to be up on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It's good. So most of our local churches have some form of education, Christian education. And historically, we talk about this as catechesis. It's the process by which we are educating and forming persons in Christ's likeness in our local churches. Second way, many of you are familiar with spiritual formation. Spiritual formation is the focus, kind of more the inward part of our development as we engage in practices and through the means of grace to form and shape us into Christ-like followers. I did a workshop yesterday on spiritual formation. That's a whole different component here and an important component. Most of us, when we think of discipleship, we think of some form of one-on-one mentoring or investment in somebody's life, right? So we journey with someone, we disciple them, we train them, we mentor them. And we do that by education and formation, right? I think historically, we could say that these probably are some of the three primary avenues when we talk about discipleship. And I'm not speaking against those. Those are all a part of this formational process. But I believe that one of the ways in which, particularly in the context by which we live in a postmodern culture, that one of the ways that we can go about the process of developing disciples is through missional engagement and witness. And that's really what I want to focus on today. Because I believe that one of the ways that people are going to be shaped and formed, certainly they're shaped and formed in these ways through worship, through community, through scripture reading and so forth. I believe that one of the primary ways of developing disciples is to engage them in mission. And mission, I think, provides the avenue, the practice, if you will, that can shape and form us into faithful followers of Christ. And I'm sure many of you in your local congregations are doing many of these things I'm going to talk about. And a little bit later, I'll get some of your input to talk more about some of these aspects of missional engagement. Now, just to kind of get us started, it is Saturday morning, get the cobwebs out and get thinking here just a bit. Come on up. We got room up front. That's what happens when you come in late, he gets it up front. Most of us, when we think about discipleship, we think about we have evangelism, we get people saved, and then we disciple them. Well, I'd like for us to think about discipleship as an ongoing process that begins before a person comes to faith, till a person is then being matured and developed into a Christ-like follower. So instead of segmenting evangelism and discipleship, to think about discipleship as this long process by which people are being formed and shaped into Christ-like followers. And the reason for that is that God is already active in a person's life before he or she comes to faith, and God is already in the process of discipling. You say, what do you mean? How can you be a disciple unless you're a follower of Jesus? Well, I'm sure many of you have met people who are not believers that God has already been actively engaged in their lives, and you show up and what? They're already in the process. The seeds have already been sown in their lives. And then you're journeying with them and helping them to grow in their faith. So, probably, how many of you are familiar with missional theology? Okay, quite a few of you. So I'll hit this briefly. But missional theology focuses on the very reality that the nature of God is mission. God is ascending God. God sent His Son into the world, died for our sins. Jesus lived among us. He died, was resurrected, and He then what? Sent the disciples, and now He sends us into the world. And so the very nature of who God is about mission, is engaging in mission. And in forming missional disciples and developing missional disciples, a big part of that is the process by which we engage in mission and how we go about doing that. And part of that mission is God's redemptive work of all things. Christ came to redeem all things. Everything. Human and all of creation. All things will be new. Isn't that good? That's a pretty good amen for a Saturday morning. Yeah. God came to redeem through Jesus Christ, to redeem and to restore everything, and everything to become new. So, if the very nature of God is mission, then we probably should be engaged in mission, right? And so, since the very nature of God is mission, then we then go to where God is already active in the world. Now, this is where I think sometimes in our tradition we get hung up. Is the reality is that God is active in all things in the world. Right? There's no real separation here between the secular and the sacred. Now, I know back in the day, Nazarenes didn't watch movies, but now we do watch movies. And there's some, right? Okay, if you don't, that's okay. But there's some movies now that we watch, and we're watching a movie, and in that movie, it may or may not have any Christian focus. But in that movie, God speaks. Right? Meaning that God is actively engaged in all things. And then it's our job to go where God is actively engaged, right? And so part of the process for us is to see where God is already at work and to go where God is already active and to participate with God in God's missional engagement. And I believe that as we engage in mission, it becomes a means of formation and a means of discipleship. And I would also suggest to you that how many of you in here are under 30 years old? Oh, good. Good, good. Let me talk to those four or five of you, which is good. I won't ask how many is over 50 or 60, but those of you under 30, I would say, tell me if I'm saying if this is true or not. If it's not true, don't say it's not true. But those of you under 30, I would say that what engages you in God's mission in the world is that you want to be active in making a difference in the world through service and engagement. Is that true?
True.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that's true for those of us who are over 30, are not true for those of us over 30, but my point is this, is that maybe one of the ways by which we engage in formation and discipleship, those first lists that I gave in the beginning, spiritual formation, catechesis, those are all important aspects of the formational process in the life of the faith community. But I think that our more traditional modern understanding has been if we disciple or teach people, then they'll live a particular kind of way. Don't you wish that was true? And sometimes that is true. But I think that if we can engage in mission and service, and as we engage in mission, then discipleship will take place. And through that process, we build upon and we teach and we develop leaders as he or she is involved in missional engagement. Okay? And so, if the very nature of God is mission, and God calls us to engage in mission, then obviously we are then to practice mission. And as we practice mission, we usher in the kingdom of God. The moments by which you and I engage in mission and service, in those moments, we bring the kingdom of God present here and now. Right? Kingdom of God is not future. Kingdom of God is now. John Wesley said that the chief means of grace is what? The chief means of grace, it's not even the Eucharist. The chief means of grace is when we extend a hand to the poor and to the needy. And in that moment, we experience the very presence of Christ. And so there's a sense in which when we engage in mission, in those moments, the kingdom of God is being ushered in and you and I are participating. You've had those moments. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's those moments.